Welcome everybody to another episode of Chris and Dave's Reality TV Cast. I'm one of your hosts, Chris, and my co-host and very good friend is Dave.
Hey there, Chris, and hello to our listeners out there. Welcome to Chris and Dave's Reality TV Cast. We are covering Married at First Sight UK Season 8, Episodes 17 through to 20. No, we're not. We're doing 21 through to 24. So, Chris, before we get into maths, we do have some sad news that we want to just talk about. So, take it away, sir.
Yeah, so overnight, we've both woke up to the news. I think everyone's probably seen it on social media. Matthew Perry, Mr. Chandler Bing, has passed away. 54, Dave, which is nothing. I think for us, a lot of people, even now, I still watch Friends when it's on and I'll catch episodes. I've watched them through I don't know how many times. Love the show. And one of the six, you know, front runners of the show, an amazing character and just a sad, sad life. You know, someone who's, unfortunately, you know, outside of the show has battled his demons. So, yeah, really, really too young for someone to pass away.
Yeah, I'm gutted, honestly. I probably identified with Chandler, so Matthew Perry's character, probably the most out of the show. You know, you got this socially awkward, smart ass. always identified with him the most. And yeah, like you watch Friends over and over, you know, even now. So yeah, just absolutely gutted. And like you say, 54, that's no age to go. So yeah, really sad stuff.
Yeah, we just thought we'd mention it because we're both pretty gutted, to be honest, with that news. So yeah, anyway, so sorry to start on a downer, guys, but let's talk about maths, Dave. So would you like me to take it away, or because I am ready?
Chris, obviously, you know, we have to change gears a little bit.
Yeah.
And I think the best way to do that is to ask you what you think about Ella and JJ.
let me just start, Dave. It all centers this week again around Ella and JJ. So I'm going in, Dave. I've had enough of the fucking judges. The experts, I keep telling me, they're not judges. It's not Simon Cowell.
I just literally told you just before.
I know you did. I know you did. Yeah, I say it all the time. You always laugh. I am sick to that. I think this show now is a farce. I am so gutted the way this has gone. It has become so scripted. I stick to what I said in the last episode. Ella and JJ were in on this. I think maybe Nathaniel. I don't think Bianca was. They known from the start how this was going to play out. And then fucking experts are now just becoming an absolute joke. An absolute fucking joke. I'm so annoyed. We get to the commitment ceremony. They sort of dig them out a little bit, but not enough in my mind. You know, Paul's there again, fucking creeping to them both. But then he does go in on JJ. Honestly, Dave, the hypocrisy of this show and the way this has been played out, it's for me, it's ruined, like, this whole incident with Ella and JJ. It's just ruined how I've liked Matt. I love the Aussie one. The UK one's been great as well. This series is just a joke for me. It's been tarnished by this nonsense again. The same script from the other maths franchises has been played out, and they think that we're all fucking fools watching it. And as much as I'm going to watch it to the end, and I love reality TV and I love the drama, and there's been plenty of drama this week, this has just left a sour taste in my mouth because it's utter fucking horseshit what's going on in this show.
Yeah, I mean, I think clearly we know it's produced, you know, we know it's all edited together. We know certain scenes are probably reshot. But it does seem this whole Ella and JJ thing, it's pushed it beyond the boundary, hasn't it? It's just made it a bit too obvious. I mean, I agree, Bianca certainly wasn't in. I'm not convinced Nathaniel was either, but there's something predetermined about the way this has gone. It's just all very, very obvious. And the thing is, I can't remember the names. It might have even been Jordan or something. But a few maths seasons ago, maybe two or three seasons ago, I'm sure there was a bit of a snog, wasn't there, between couples. Yeah. And that was it. They were kind of, they were out of it then. And you know, there was no, oh, do you want to come back as a cheating couple kind of thing. And it seems like you know, since was it Daniel and Carolina in Australian maths?
Yeah,
it's like right. There's been a writer's strike on, Chris, so we have to use the same script, and they're doing that. They're just changing the actors, but it's the same script. You know, we get to see them talking and stuff, and we get to see them, you know, creating this thing, you know, outside of their marriages, and then they get a little bit of a telling off, but then they get to see how things go inside the experiment. And for a moment, for a split second, I thought, oh, well, they are going to make them go out and, you know, if you want to try this, great stuff, off you fuck and go and try it outside the experiment. You don't need to be on TV. You know, the whole experiment is to put people together and, you know, play up to this farce that we use, quote unquote, the science, Chris, to match people. And then, so that's why they refer to it. They refer to it as an experiment. Can they use the science to match these people? Well, clearly, the science is fucking woeful. Great for drama at times, but Chris, they're more qualified than you or I to stick people together. And I always say that, you know, they stick some people together to work, others to just fuck them up and create drama for us watching. But, you know, there does seem this real predetermined thing with JJ and Ella. And the fact that, you know, they said, oh, go and try it out in the experiment. I was like, all right, great. Next minute, they're fucking back almost straight away. Oh, yeah, we tried it on the outside. Well, how long were you fucking out there trying it on the outside for? Like a couple of days? Oh, yeah, we tried it. We went to fucking Nando's and you know, seemed to get on. Brilliant. Let's go back and be on TV so we can fucking, you know, squeeze the pips out of social media influencer life. You know, it's just, yeah. I don't think I'm quite as tinfoil hat conspiracy as you, Chris, but I absolutely see that there is something set up with this.
Yeah, and what got me was poor Bianca was absolutely, you know, she was so upset. They saw it. They weren't there when she was kicking off with Ella and JJ. You know, he's like, fuck off and all that. We were laughing, what we're saying. Like, that's how that is a genuine reaction. It's not predetermined. It's not been given that. She has reacted how we'd all be like, oh, fuck off, whatever. And she did. And I didn't like the fact that Paul went at JJ. Nothing was really said to Ella. Paul Bianca's there. Absolutely. Mel, no, Charlie, nobody stepped in. And as soon as they said, you need to go off, I was like, these two are coming back. It's so obvious. Yeah. This was on the first episode on the Monday. And I thought, by the end of the week, they're going to come back. It's a farce. I mean, they filmed this over a month, don't they, from what we've been told. So they haven't. They've literally gone out of one door, got chains and gone, we're going to go and do a retreat in this building. We'll drive you there. Let's film. It's honestly, it's a fucking joke. And I think that's what has let them down. It's like, all of that, just like Mel, it was Mel's reaction to me. She's like, well, yeah, you can see they're a great couple. And me and Sam's like, well,
couldn't fucking see it before, could you?
Exactly. And Sam's saying to me, going, you better say this on the podcast. He went, well, why the fuck weren't they put together from the start then? You know, why if they were so compatible, why didn't the fucking experts, or like you said, Dave, and I'm doing the air quotes, science, pick up on fucking Ella and JJ. I've got no problem. Put them together. There is obviously something there, whether it's all for screen or not, there is something there between, there's more between them two than there is between Ella and Nathaniel and JJ and Bianca. That's fine. Let them do whatever they want. And I tell you what, Dave, I would be interested to see at the end of this show if they're still together, because I think the whole thing's been a fucking setup. I don't believe any of it. And I think when they do come back, we might as well talk about the whole thing, and we got the little bit on Wednesday's episode of like, oh my God, a shock. And, you know, it's I'm just like, it's not a fucking shock. Who's supposed to be shocked here? I mean, I suppose we can segue off that. When they came in, and it was just like, you could see Erica and Jordan, who have not, you know, Jordan's been very opinionated, and I do want to talk about Erica, but he's sort of said, I think sometimes what the audience are thinking, like, what's the, it's just a reward for bad behavior. That's what you're doing. And there's fucking, the experts going, oh, this is fantastic. Mel, oh, we don't, Charlene went to speak to them off camera. We don't usually allow it. Fucking bullshit, Mel.
Apart from all the other series.
Yeah, absolute joke. Now, the experts, could, like we said, that it could be anybody. None of these three have got anything that to me. It's an absolute social experiment of let's get the most views. Let's just create drama. Let's just fake it and become... You might as well just be a soap opera at this point. Honestly, I don't begrudge anybody. If JJ and Ella live happily ever after, then... Absolutely brilliant. I am wrong. It's part, you know, even though it's the show and the producers are steering in that direction, who are we to comment on that? And I do hope, Dave, that that is the truth. And the reason they're together is they are going to be together forever. But I don't believe for a minute that they're even together now. But I would like the romantic side of me to say, you know what, Chris, you were wrong. But because the producers have put their hands all over it, But it's foul play for me. It just ruins the show because I won't believe anything now what we're going forward with. It's nonsense.
I could believe that they're still together now.
And if I hope
you,
so.
If you think, but not for the reasons that we want to believe in the show.
Yeah.
I think you see it with Love Island, don't you? You know, 3 months seems to be the standard now. We used to joke that, you know, they'll be split up before they get to the airport. But the thing is, they come out of Love Island and that's it. They want to be interviewed by this magazine and this paper or whatever. And then they're doing the rounds on, you know, morning television and stuff, you know, and then there's a second tier. There's going to the nightclubs and stuff like that. You can milk this for a good few months after and you can be, I'm going to do more quote unquotes, together, you know, without fucking seeing each other, like outside of being on screen. So, you know, I can see that they are together. I don't know, Chris, the way it's gone, maybe they were fucking together before. I just, last season of UK Maths was the best season, I think, by far, you know, and that was, I'm sure we said at the time, but blimey, this is almost getting within reach of, you know, Australian Maths, which is, it's the OG, but it's the pinnacle as well. It's the best one. But I think they've just dropped the ball with this. I mean, the sentiment I get is this is not us with, you know, some kind of secret insider conspiracy information. A lot of people are talking about it, aren't they? You know, this is just bullshit, yeah. This. And it's just so obvious. Even people who don't normally think about what's going on behind the camera, I think, are calling this one out now.
Yeah, and you know what, David? I will say, to sort of backtrack slightly, I don't blame Ella or JJ. They're doing this. I don't like what's happened to Bianca. If they're asked in a position where they're trying to get a bit of fame, make a bit of a career, get some money in that, and they're asked to play this position, that's fine, but it's the integrity. And I think the worst thing is it just completely ruins any integrity you've got for the three experts, Paul, Charlene and Mel, because it's like you are going to the camera and it's like that spiel, isn't it, where there's a PR thing and, you know, it's like a politician. No matter what happens in like the Tory party in the UK, they all back each other. Even when you know it's wrong, they will come out and go, fantastic, that is a great policy. And everyone else is going, are you actually for real? But it's the people who pay your wages, I suppose, with your job, we all do it. You've got to toe the line on that. And that's what I think, what my issue is. It's not with Ella and JJ, even though I think morally it's wrong if we're going with this is a real thing that's happened. However, it's the producers, it's whoever's making the show and the experts, because they're not being true to themselves and just playing the audience. And that, look, we call that reality TV. That's what we're here for. I'm quite hot on this. But I just think it's taken a little bit away from Maths for me by doing this last couple of weeks, because it was so obvious how this was going to play out. So, yeah, just sad, really, I think.
Yeah. I mean, I do think they're bellends, though, Chris, but they're not on their own.
Yeah,
I honestly look at this cast. And I think, God, I don't think I like any of you. I mean, I think Roz and Thomas, actually, are probably the one couple I'm probably rooting for now. I know I called Thomas a Tory, didn't I, right at the start? And do think, you know, I've sort of warmed to him a little bit. But, you know, there's just so many fucking bellends on this show. Chris... You know when JJ says he likes girls who've had work done? I mean, I guess we were thinking a bit of Botox. Maybe it was more than that.
Possibly, yeah. Yeah, yeah, possibly. Yeah, yeah. But maybe that's maybe.
It's just crossed my mind. That's all. You know, so in, you know, they were quite deliberate in that initial pairing, weren't they? About you know, pairing Ella with Nathaniel, and Nathaniel's, you know, self-declared pansexual, and you know, so they've intentionally paired people at the start there. And I don't know. I just wonder. Just in terms of, you know, not necessarily being scripted, but set up. You know, to happen this way.
Yeah, possibly. I mean, we've got a great email we'll read out later as well from a listener, and pretty similar to what we're discussing. And I think you're right. When it comes to like all the contestants and that, I mean, Jordan has got a load of stick this week. Some of it he's putting his foot in his mouth. However, he's only being honest. And fucking George, for some reason, can get away. And the OGs can get away with calling anybody out. I think George is an absolute bellend, and I think he's been out this week. He's had a go at Laura. He's called, you know, this Laura and Arthur situation. He's called out like Jordan. He's had a go at various people. But oh no, you have a go at him and Peggy. And I think Peggy this week has been awful, Dave. I think she really has. I think that the way this situation has gone with George, she's absolutely playing up to the camera. What do you think of that, Dave? Because I have got my views on that, but I do think I've just had enough of listening to her moaning.
You know, it might be a longer episode today, you know, because I think, like I say, I just don't think I like any of them. There we go. Yeah. Thomas and Roz doing really well, like where they're going. Let's put them into the corner now. Let's go through all the other couples.
Yeah, nice, right. Yeah.
George is a bit of a bell end, right? And the way the way Peggy's treating him and the way he's behaving, and like I say, he's got an opinion about everyone else's couples, but, you know, he's playing the strong man. I'm dedicated to this relationship. You're not really, though, are you, George? I mean, it's okay to admit, you know, fuck this. You know, I'm not working at this anymore. Peggy has just been too much. And what a massive fucking hypocrite, Chris, because she sees this video. And if anyone hasn't seen it, just Google Maths George video. It's nothing. You know, it's just he's trying to get clicks. He's trying to get views on his gaming channel, and he's just pissing about and stuff. And she sees it and shocked, Chris. Shocked. So much she's going to storm off in her ripped jeans with her ass pretty much hanging out.
No, I was thinking that. Yeah, yeah. She's slagging him off, the irony. She's
showing as much as George is, but she is outraged at what George has done. It's like he might as well be beating off on camera, you know, like what he's actually doing there. So, yeah, it's just fucking a joke. And she, you know what I find quite amusing, Chris, is she seems to have this opinion. And I don't know, she's almost gaslit other people in the group to believe in it as well. That like, oh, well, everyone likes me, but they think George is a bit of a see you next Tuesday. And I'm like, yeah. Pretty sure at least half of them don't like you either. But she's managed to, over the course of the week, like brainwash people into thinking, well, George is the problem, really. You know, if it wasn't for George, everyone would love me. But I don't see it that way at all.
No, and you know what, Dave? We were talking about this before the podcast. I have got a theory anyway. The George video, from someone who used to game stream and everything, and knowing the platforms that you've got to use to game stream, I think that's fake. I don't believe any of that storyline. The way that video they showed Peggy, I think George has filmed that afterwards, and they've said to him, we need to, because them icons he had on his face of like these fucking baguettes in George's face, you can't do that. I know how to put the software on and double screen and everything. I did that for a long time. It's bullshit, Dave. I'm calling that whole thing, this whole interaction, fake. Who in the production decided, let's have a video of you squatting? She's going to be outraged. I think it's nothing. The video is absolutely, I totally agree. He's wearing like a Tarzan leopard print outfit. He's doing squats in it. He's not like he's got his balls out or anything like that, is he? He's just being silly. He's messing about, but I don't believe the video, Dave. I think it's something that they filmed for the show. Whether he's done something like this, I don't know. But that video did not convince me that he's even doing this as a storyline, because I still think he's utterly ridiculous. That she's outraged about him doing squats on screen. I just don't get it. I mean, if he was doing fucking squats on a fucking dildo or something, then fair enough, she can fucking complain. But he isn't, for fuck's sake. So I don't fucking get it. I don't get it. I think that's all bullshit and predetermined for the show and everything. I don't believe it.
See, I'm going to come down on the other side of the fence there. I do think, you know, he probably has a gaming channel. I'm sure it wouldn't be that hard to find out, and it wouldn't be that hard to go, you know, check out his videos. I'm not going to do that. I've seen the video, but through other like media sites and stuff, I think it would be foolhardy to try and set something like that up, because when you put your videos on YouTube or whatever platform it is, they're time stamped. So, you know, people would very quickly just surely go to his channel and then say, hey, this is bullshit. This was put up last week. So I don't think it's set up. I think the reaction is probably believable as well, because if you think about it, before Peggy had seen the video, she was already told how to behave by her sister. Her sister had basically conditioned her that this was, you know, very morally questionable, and, you know, she should be outraged by this thing pretty much. And so when she actually gets to see it, I don't think it's like if you saw some random video, you know, and you analyze and digest it right there and then. I think she's all right. She's already made her mind up, and then seeing it has just made it much worse than what it actually really is. Because let's face it, it's fucking nothing. It's just, like you say, it's silly. I don't know why the fuck he's doing it. I mean, who is paying for these baguettes? Chris, you watch more gaming channels than I do. What would be in someone's head? You know, you're there because you're interested in the game. Maybe it's a bit of Call of Duty or something. You know, maybe you're watching a bit of Grand Theft Auto. We were talking about that the other day. I don't watch it like to fucking watch someone in a Tarzan outfit squatting, or any outfit squatting. You know what I mean?
So you do, you can have tiers and stuff like that. And basically all they're doing is watching you play video games. So you interact on the camera, you're a personality. Obviously George is quite extrovert. I can imagine him doing it. I'm going to actually investigate this now because it's pissing me off, because I'm not saying he hasn't got the channel. I don't believe the validity of that video that we've shown. I think that's been made afterwards in a setup that he probably does. But I will investigate. I'm happy to eat humble pies if you were wrong.
Chris Phelps investigates. He's on the case next 5 minutes.
Yeah, I'll do one Google search and come to my conclusion, Your Honour. But anyway, let's see, David. Now, let's move on before my integrity gets questioned as well, David. So Erica and Tasha fucking hate each other. I was sort of initially, I thought Tasha was being a little bit harsh. I think Paul's a really good guy. I'm a big fan of Tasha. However, they're both a pair of villains. Erica's not a good person. She knows how to play to the audience. She's a wind-up merchant. She's got an opinion on everything. I know her and Jordan, and we'll talk about Jordan, but I don't like either of these two. And I think just let him fuck it. I was sticking up for Erica. She don't deserve to be stuck up for nowadays. There's just a pair of villains, these two.
Yeah, Erica does my head in. I mean, I think I said last week, maybe someone would call me out if I wasn't, but I was pretty on the fence because Tasha was more obviously, you know, over the top. But Chris, do you not think this is really quite like Olivia and Dominica?
Yeah.
You know, in the Erica is the Olivia character. So she comes across like she's all in control and stuff, but she's really kind of not nasty, but, you know, she's just throwing in the jabs constantly, isn't she? You know,
yeah.
Tasha's not playing at that same level. You know, she's getting wound up by it all. So, yeah, I just honestly, Erica, she just winds me up now when she's on screen. The fucking hand thing, the orchestra conducting thing, you know, and she thinks that she's better than everyone else. And Christ, with the, I did enjoy some of the love-hate thing, and then the, what, we've thrown some stick to the producers and the experts, and rightly so. But the fact that they get them to answer these fucking awkward questions that in real life no one would ever have to answer, and then they all start having a go at each other because they don't like the answers, it is brilliant. But yeah, just Erica does my head in. But when they're going on, and Jordan's saying to her, when they're doing, I can't remember, it's the hate part of it, you know, things that I don't like. He's basically saying, like, I don't like the way you make me feel at times. And she's like, well, it seems to be more of a you problem than a me problem.
Yeah.
Just like, you're literally validating what he's saying there. But then she's getting really angry. Like he's the one who can't communicate. And, you know, he was right, I feel like. And you know what? Sometimes I think he does just overstep the mark a bit. But at times, like, he's just a bit of an honest. He's like a little puppy, isn't he? He's like just honestly kind of calling things out a lot of the time. Now, I think it's when he cuts people off that I think he oversteps the mark. But, you know, he's saying, well, you know, it's all about me and stuff that I've worked on. I need to work on. What about you? You know, do you need to work on stuff? Oh, I've worked on loads of stuff over the years. You know, like, oh, so you're perfect now, so you never need to work on anything again. It's just, Chris, I don't know, in this gaggle of bellends, I don't know who is king and queen bellend, to be honest. There's just too many candidates at the moment.
There is, to be fair. I mean, I know, like, Laura had a running with Jordan, and George was having a go at Laura as well, and she will speak to everyone directly. She don't mess about, does she? She addressed the whole group a few times, Laura, you know, and it seemed to be that George could say what he wants about the way she treats Arthur, but when Jordan says it, everyone goes for Jordan, don't they? I mean, Luke's someone who is dodgy as fuck, but I do think that what Jordan sees is he seems to call out bad behaviour. I'm not saying he does it in the right way, and I'm not saying he gets it right all the time. He doesn't, because sometimes I'm like, oh, you've been a bit of a bellend. But I do think some of the things he's brought up are like, well, this is like the JJ and Ella situation. He sees that as cheating, and everyone else sees that as cheating in normal life. That would be cheating, wouldn't it? Whether they stay together for the rest of their lives, in the context of what we're being shown on the telly, whether we believe it or not, they've actually cheated, you know, and whatever story he's being told, that's it. So he's called that out. I think he has got an opinion on everything. He doesn't always need to say or say it, unless he's coming from me, who does that a lot, Dave. But I do think that he's not been as bad as what people think, and the OGs seem to be getting a fucking free ticket just to be able to be nasty to everyone.
Yeah, yeah. Sorry, Chris, you know when I don't listen to you?
What, all the time?
Yeah, like, mostly. Sorry, I have just, not that I didn't have supreme faith in Chris Phelps Investigates, but I've just looked and I've found George's Twitch channel.
Right.
And so that was it, really.
Don't fucking do that to me. I've not got my investigation.
No, but the timestamp that I was talking about is there for his various videos. I'm not going to go through them all. But if you did want to go through, now, to be fair, I am looking. He does seem to be shirtless in quite a few. This is interesting, this, Chris, because I'm on clips only. Now, there are 11 videos, 11 clip videos in total.
How many followers has he got, Dave?
4,500 followers on Twitch.
That's good.
It's not bad,
well,
is it?
Well, I'm gonna go back under my stone, having done that, Dave, and say maybe I was incorrect.
Well, actually, though, I mean, yeah, so 4,500 followers. So if I uncheck the Twitch, no, I mean, it looks genuine to me, to be honest.
I'm just going to be quiet, Dave. I'm still calling that video fake, but there you go. But yes, anyway, so he obviously does have baguettes, Dave. He does have baguettes. I have the Twitch app because I do still watch gaming. I have friends who stream. I don't stream anymore, so I will jump on and watch channels. But I'm going to investigate, Dave. Let Chris Phelps Investigation Bureau come back.
So what is your hypothesis now, though? What is the investigation?
I don't fucking know, Dave. I just need to finish. I just need to finish this episode because it sounds like I'm wrong. Yeah, it sounds like I'm wrong. There's no need for this, Dave. No. I'll probably be out live, but I need to come back with my investigation, and then I will make a decision on whether you are actually incorrect. Okay.
I mean, let's see. Yeah, I mean, obviously doing this live, I hadn't planned to do this. So some of his top videos. Let's have a look at this. In fact, unsurprisingly, Chris. So his top viewed video. It's got 3,800 views.
Yeah.
Probably mostly maths people, because it is called Bertie's Juicy Arse, and it was dropped 2 years ago. And him doing it. This is not the Tarzan one. Tell you what, this is great for a podcast, this, isn't it? But let me share my screen. Let's do that.
Well, the thing is, Dave, that's what I'm saying. I'm still going to try and close some fucking thingy, you know, some integrity back to say that was actually shot recently.
Right. Can you see my screen?
Not at the moment, but it is loading, Dave. Again, this is fantastic podcasting, everyone. We are...
But what is it's interesting, like I say, so Bertie's Juicy Arse, it's filmed 2 years ago.
I can see it.
His second most popular video has got 3,400 views. That was 3 years ago, and this is labeled French Twerky.
Oh my god.
And then, you know, some of it, like, you see what I mean? Some of his other videos, you know, he's obviously shirtless.
Oh, you know what, as well? The icons are on the... Go up.
The icons that you said couldn't possibly be there. Yeah, those ones.
Well, Dave, I'm just going to say what everyone else is thinking and simply say, fuck you. All right, Dave? So let's move on, yeah?
So, sorry, I just...
Oh, no, you've done it now. That's it now. It's fucking...
I don't mean genuinely sorry.
Yeah, not to me. I know you don't, yeah?
No. So I apologize. It was just bugging me. Like, I thought, well, you know, surely the stuff is there. It's all out there. And there you go, George. Extra few clicks for you there. So, Chris, who were you asking me about before?
That's it now. I'm done now. Let's just finish the podcast for today, Dave. No, Luke and Jay. We've had this thing for ages that Luke, you know, gets himself in trouble on the show. We're finally going to see by the looks of it next week. He's somewhat dodgy about him. As soon as he was under the cosh a bit by some of the comments he said about Jay, basically saying that, you know, he will cheat on her. And he did say that, because when she confronted him, and fair play to Jay, and I think Jordan that had told her what was said, and this is where this is obviously all going to come down between Jordan and Luke, he's lying. You can clearly see he is lying. He's like, no, I was talking about a general setting. Yeah. And I'm like, fuck me, mate. You're going to have a nose bigger than mine soon. That fucking Jack and Ori you're trying to pull off there. He's been caught out being fucking sly. And obviously, it must be the downfall of him in the next few episodes. But I don't like him at all. I got it wrong at the start. He's a fake nice guy. And there's just something really dodgy about him in my eyes.
Yeah, I think with him, I think he comes across, and just, again, a theory, but he's been on something else, hasn't he? Was it Celebrities Go Dating or something like that?
Yeah.
But I think he's working really hard to be the nice guy. But he's not. You know, and he's struggling to keep up that mask. I just think the stuff that he was saying about going off cheating, I think this is, it's just not a normal thing to hypothesize, is it? I don't think. And this is where, like, you know, Jordan catches it from all angles, it seems at times, but it's because other people are being dicks and he's just calling it out. Rather than biting his tongue, he's actually calling it out. You know, that's why are you even thinking that? Oh, just shut up. You know, it's made out like it's Jordan's problem. No, it's not. It's Luke's problem. And I think I missed what Arthur said at the dinner table. He said something, didn't he? Because Luke had gone off and then, you know, he was ill apparently. And then Jay was sort of sat there on her own, but Arthur made some comment. I just didn't catch exactly what it was, and everyone was like, oh no, too much. And then she started having a go at him, and you know, he ends up going across and giving her a hug, and then she goes into fucking, you know, Bertie Big Bollocks then, doesn't she? No one's pushing me around, you know. I don't know. I think Luke has just gone on there with a mission, like, and I'm sorry, Jay, but whoever he was paired with, he was going to be madly in love. You know, he was going to be a nice guy. He was going to make a career out of this after. That was the plan. But he's just not been able to keep it up.
Yeah, I think so. Let's see. Like I say, there's plenty to talk about. Look, Dave, I'm still going to watch it to the end. I love the drama. I love the way this is going to go next week. Just, yeah. I'm sorry if I've sounded a bit off with this today, but it's just pissed me off, Dave. It really has. And this is like our therapy session, mine and yours, and everyone listening, hopefully.
Well, so, look, when Mass is great, we'll call it out and we'll praise it to the hilt for being great. But at the minute, for several reasons, it's not. It's still, you know, watchable, and, you know, we're still enjoying it. It's that love-hate thing, isn't it? But yeah, it has taken, the gloss has been taken off a bit, I feel. Like this last couple of weeks, it's just wobbled a bit, hasn't it? And the last Australian season, I mean, every Australian season is brilliant, it seems. But, you know, the last UK season was really good. I just think this has dropped below par again.
Yeah, I think so. So anything else before we go, Dave?
I'm trying to think. Have we been through all the couples? We must be missing out some couples, mustn't we?
Adrian and what's she called? Matt. They're having plenty of sex, apparently, Dave. So good.
Yeah, they seem to be going on nicely. What's the little hobbit guy called? He was pissed off over something, wasn't he?
Little hobbit guy.
The hobbit with turkey teeth.
For fuck's sake, I'm going to wee myself.
Know what I'm on about, though, don't you? We just can't remember what he's doing.
I'm going to wee myself. Stop it. Fucking hell. Done that to me now. He's pissed off anyway. Oh my God. I need a tennis fucking pad now, Dave. You fucker. Right. Anyway. So we've got this email from Chris, and it's pretty much covering what, you know, we said, and it's not me who sent this email, regarding Ella and JJ. So I just wanted to read out a couple of excerpts from it, Dave, just more about the show. So, hi, Chris and Dave, long time listener, first time emailer. Many a time I've felt like I wanted to email and haven't, but this time I have. So to cut to the chase, I feel the return of Ella and JJ's compromised integrity of this show beyond what is acceptable, so much so that I almost no longer want to watch it. You discussed in your last podcast that while some of the recording scenes overproduced, you can at least imagine that there is some truth in that the conversations are being had off camera and then reproduced for the purpose of recording a show. I get that. But the return of Ella and JJ has crossed the line. Once a couple leave the show, the Rubicon is crossed and there should be no return. I understand something similar has happened before, which Mel made reference to in the VT, where she explained what was happening. But that at least all happened on camera. This just seems like a predestined gimmick. Looping back to the original point, it makes you think that the whole storyline was manufactured from the beginning at the cost of Bianca, not so much Nathaniel. The alternative, of course, could be just that Ella and JJ, like many of the couples, are forming a relationship to achieve their ultimate aim, which is to try to improve their influencer status by staying on the show longer. But there seems to be much easier ways of doing this, certainly for JJ. Anyway, I'll leave that one with you, and thanks for all your content. Would love the daily, not daily podcast back, as there is so much to unpack. Thanks, Chris. So, yeah, great email, Dave.
You know, just on that final point there, I must admit, as much as we're beating up on the show a little bit today, but you know what? We've spoke for the best part of an hour.
I know.
And we were talking about it before. So after an episode, I'm chomping at the bit, but it's just really difficult for us to get together at the same time at the minute, apart from, like I say, at the weekend. So The kind of weekly format is in place at the moment, and yeah, who knows what will happen in the future. No. I guess, I mean, we touched, I probably should read the emails before, Chris, but we touched on a lot of this before. I think it's kind of, yeah, it's what we were saying, isn't it? That probably a lot of it is predetermined. So not, it's like the wrestling, isn't it? You know, not every move is worked out before they go into the wrestling, but you know who's going to win. You know what the outcome is going to be before you get into the ring. So, yeah, I think it's like that. I think it is set up.
Well, Dave, you say that. We just had one of the biggest robberies ever, actually, with Tyson Fury and Francis Ngannou. And I'm a massive MMA fan, stroke boxing fan, more MMA these days. I've been for about 15 years with the MMA. And, absolute farce, Dave. So that was more stripsy than what we've watched in maths this week.
Did you watch it? Or what happened? I've seen some of the fallout from Twitter on that, or X. You know what? It's Twitter. It's always going to be Twitter to me. So, so what happened? Was it just completely set up? Was he robbed or what?
So the thing is with this, Dave, what's bad, and I watched it, you know, intrigued. When Conor McGregor fought against Mayweather, you've got like the UFC lightweight champion against like one of the best boxers ever. Conor McGregor was bigger than him, but ultimately he got beat, and that should always happen. A professional boxer will always beat an MMA fighter in boxing, as an MMA fighter will beat. Well, he's like a cricketer or a rugby player. Like what's just happened, he's like a rugby player going and playing up front for United or Liverpool and scoring. I mean, we could probably do that as a United fan.
Or Usain Bolt trialing out for Man United.
Man United, yeah, that went well for him. But it is a crossover. Obviously, they're in the same sort of wheelhouse because Francis does do boxing as part, but it's a different stance, a different sport completely. You could kick you, they could submit you, whatever. And he'd never had a boxing match. So Tyson Fury, and everyone's been saying it was a farce, said he should have run over him. First round, beat him. Francis Ngannou's a massive guy, 6'6". He's a big guy, and Fury's bigger than him. But he's been trained by Tyson. There is no way. And I tell you what, Dave, it ended up being a professional bout about a couple of hours before. They sanctioned its professional bout. He gave Tyson Fury more of a fight than anybody has, other than when he's fought Deontay Wilder. But Fury was all over the place. He knocked him down. Francis Ngannou knocked Fury down and beat him on points. But the problem, I should have beat him on points, but the problem was they'd already signed Fury's next fight in Saudi Arabia, where all this is here, where all the money is, because every single boxing MMA champion has been flew out there and paid and just had pictures took all week. You've had, honestly, Dave, you've had a who's who of boxers and MMA champions. It's unbelievable. As someone who loves both sports, more MMA, he's like, I have geeked out watching all like my heroes there and everything. And it's just a farce, an absolute farce. And you knew it was going to be a split decision and Fury was going to win. And there is not a judge in this world would have scored it like that. Well, boxing is just rigged. So it was, honestly, it was a class. All we needed was Paul to come on and go, well, tell me about it, Tyson, how you got here. You know what I mean? It was a farce. Honestly, I wouldn't even watch it again. It was just, and Ngannou was brilliant, and he can box, and he caught Fury over and over. He beat him clearly by 4 or 5 rounds. It's an absolute disgrace.
Yeah, so the scoring was the rigged bit, you're saying?
Yes.
In your humble 100%. Opinion.
In my humble opinion, of course. Yeah.
Allegedly.
Allegedly.
Yeah, I can buy that. I could also buy that. I mean, Tyson Fury, I mean, he is a monster, isn't he? But he's the sort, once he's single-minded about something, you know, he really puts his mind to it. And, you know, that I'll never forget that moment when he got sparked, you know, he got clocked by Wilder. And you're thinking, that's it, game over. And he rises up like the Undertaker or something.
Oh, it's brilliant.
Just like, wow. You know, and you know, he was robbed really when that draw happened at the start there. But
yeah.
But the thing is, when the training is off, if you, Chris, if you don't have the eye of the tiger, if you don't have it, that's right, true, there, then you can, you know, get caught short. Look at probably going off on one. Everyone's probably falling asleep now, but fucking Buster Douglas and Mike Tyson. I mean, Mike Tyson was an absolute machine, wasn't he? Just taking everyone out. No one, absolutely no one would have seen that result coming. And it shouldn't have ever happened, but Tyson took his eye off the ball, you know, wasn't training properly. So, yeah, I can believe that. I'm going to have to watch it now. It sounds like he was off his game. And then, but, you know, there's too much at stake, isn't there? You know, for it's all the money that's involved, isn't it? So, yeah, interesting. I have to go and watch it.
Yeah, good. I mean, the Saudi Arabian money's there, that's why. But anyway, totally off the subject of reality TV, so apologies, everyone.
Well, massive sounds like not that much.
Yeah, not that much, to be fair. Yeah. If you want to email us, like Chris said, please email us cdrealitycast@gmail.com. If you're on us on social media, @cdrealitycast. As always, get over to Facebook, Chris and Dave's Reality TV Cast. Come and join us there, guys. We do appreciate everyone who supports the podcast. We really do. As always, if you do want to support us a little bit more, please get over to patreon.com/CDRealityCast. So the roll call of honour is, and a massive thank you to Kent Gustafson, Lucky Lily Green, Lauren Susan, Dee Dee Katie, Libby Joanna, Noreen Chloe, Helen Keith, Gillian Zoe, Maggie Kate, Megan Cassie, Fiona Emma, Nicola Helen, Larissa Amanda, Kim Caroline, Danielle, and our latest and newest Patreon, and thank you for your support is Nick. So thank you so much, Nick, for supporting us. We really appreciate it.
That is awesome. So thank you very much, guys. Thank you very much, sir. I mean, this has been a proper therapy session this morning, hasn't it? And
I feel good now.
Can go and have a lie down now. But thanks to everyone out there for listening. Thanks to all our supporters, and we'll speak to you next time.
Bye.